Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 24, 2023. How can we benefit from crisis? Question: how do we benefit from crisis? Answer: you can benefit from a crisis only if you understand what a crisis is, what its real cause is, and how to cure the world of it. Otherwise, there is no answer to this. I believe that crises are entirely due to bad relations between people that lead to wars and other problems. The wisdom of Kabbalah, which I am engaged in, answers this question in this way and encourages everyone to come closer to each other. Only to the extent that we get closer to each other will we see positive changes in the world. Coming closer to each other means that people will trust each other more, help each other more, and harm each other less. From Cab TV's Blitz Questions and Answers, January 6, 2023. Independent desire. Because the vessel is the root of the darkness, as it is opposite from the light, it must therefore be activated slowly, gradually, by way of cause and consequence. Baal HaSulam, The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Inner Observation, Chapter 6, Item 25. A kli is a desire that is generated by the light and develops gradually up to the point that it really becomes the opposite of light, the creator, and at the same time is ready to perform its function. The emanated being itself must independently reveal the will to receive in him, in practice, meaning of his own choice. Independent desire appears under the influence of light, the creator. There is nothing independent that would appear out of nothing. Only the initial desire in phase zero appears out of nothing. The light comes out and begins to develop the desire in which it is located. All subsequent phases come out of the previous ones. So, there is nothing new in creation except the first, initial phase, which is not yet a creation. Only the last, fourth phase can be called creation. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, January 1, 2023. There is nothing more powerful than classical Kabbalah. Question: what keeps those people who have been studying with you for years but who have little understanding what it is about? Why don't they leave? Answer: and go to where? There is nothing higher. There is nothing more powerful than this. It is possible to find answers to all questions here. It is an enclosed, absolutely complete, self-sufficient system that includes all sciences, all religions, and an explanation of everything that was, is, and will be. It binds present, past, and future together from top to bottom and in all directions, in our world, in the spiritual world, in galaxies and inside a person. It's all one single system, one single law, simple and impossible to catch. This is what intrigues a person, because actually everything is like that, but he cannot grasp it. And people sit on it. If those who go to another place are lucky, and they can forget themselves or somehow justify themselves, then they are satisfied with this. Or they are offered some super technologies, and they enjoy them. It is up to them, or it is their business. But, in principle, there can be no other place where the answers to the questions would be so clearly formulated and as complete as in classical Kabbalah. That is why I am not afraid to meet with anyone. Let them come to me to discuss any problems, I'm ready. I believe that this will only help reveal the truth and bring a person closer to it. I am not scared and I'm not afraid to make a mistake. On the contrary, convince me that I'm wrong, I'm ready. For me, Kabbalah is not something hereditary that I have to hold on to. For me, this is a means to achieve the goal of life of every person, of all mankind, and overall, of the entire universe. If I am wrong, then correct me within Kabbalah. And if Kabbalah itself is wrong, then give me another method. I am ready to listen, but only if it is based on something actually real. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, There are no former students. January 28, 2012. Play life. Question: when we play that we are already in a corrected state, do we thereby attract awareness upon ourselves? Or what? Answer: when we play that we are trying to connect with each other and reveal the quality of bestowal and love between us, then accordingly we attract the upper light to us, according to the law of equivalence of qualities. It shines upon us, imperceptibly, because we do not yet have real qualities to be like light. After all, only in them can it be manifested. But our attempts over and over again lead us to this. Question: let's say we externally play that we are supposedly in a single process, already connected, but internally everyone feels confrontation and inconsistency with this state. How can you deceive the upper force with an external picture? Answer: we are not deceiving anyone. We play like children. We try to make ourselves similar to the next degree, and this similarity invited the surrounding light upon us. This is the same principle that a child has in our world. The same forces act on us, the forces of development. If you do not try to become like an adult, you will remain little, you will just grow up, gain weight, but you will not get smarter. This is the same principle. There is nothing new here. It is a game, but a very serious one. Do children not have such a state like play? They have it everywhere. We all play, constantly, for the rest of our lives, because we always imitate someone. From CapTV's I Got a Call. To Play Life, February 29, 2012. Forever Young Soul. Comment: you have long-term students who used to be hot-tempered and impudent and then changed, became more patient. My response: character has nothing to do with spirituality. The soul has no age, it is always young. If it is constantly updated, then the person is a child until the very last minute. He wonders at the world and looks at everything with wide-open eyes, because for him the world is always new. Sometimes you look at people, heavy, filled with all sorts of information. Know that you are looking at an empty person. There is nothing in him. If he does not free himself every minute and does not feel the world as new in his renewing qualities, then he is dead. There is nothing to learn from him, there is nothing to ask him. He only pretends to be important, because he has absorbed dead knowledge and is afraid to spill it out. Comment: it happens that at first some of the students are full of criticism, and when they go through certain states, they become more tolerant and understanding. My response: yes, there is no need to make a revolution here. We need to figure out what the problem is and adjust ourselves to it. The problem is that in spirituality you do not need to correct someone, you need to correct yourself. In spirituality, one should strive not to reveal something or to receive something, but to ensure that I have a desire to receive, a desire to reveal. Then spirituality will be manifested in me. Basically, I am in an ocean of infinite pleasure and infinite knowledge. To the extent that I have a desire for this, I will be fulfilled. So, we need to work not to be fulfilled, but to want to be fulfilled. This is a very serious psychological problem, not very clear to people in our world, because this is a different world. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Proper Self-Analysis, January 21, 2012. Transitional state. Question: we have been organizing congresses for many years. Do you see any progress? Answer: today we have already reached the understanding that the only thing we need is to receive help from above. This is a very serious thing. It's easy to talk about it, but it's difficult to feel from within that nothing will help me if I don't get help from above, from the Creator, from nature, if this power, the quality of bestowal, doesn't clothe on me. This is already the reverse side, the lower part of the next degree, and means that we are in that upper degree, Only for now we have entered the vestibule, the intermediate room, the adapter. And now it will open up, and we will go out into the next dimension. Question: can we fall out of this adapter? Answer: no. There is no way back. Only forward. We can sit here for a long time, it depends on us, on our efforts, but, in principle, only forward. No one has a way back. Question: it often happens that we suffer such failures. How can we succeed, for example, in dissemination? Answer: dissemination has nothing to do with it. It helps us realize that we need the next degree and soon, because if it does not exist, we will not be able to give anything to the world. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The reason for failures in the group, January 28, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how do people live in their own bubble so easily? We all live in our own bubbles, and it is not necessarily a bad thing. Our bubbles are characterized by us feeling no desire for anything beyond them. For instance, in my personal physical life, I barely leave my room. It is where I live and work. Sometimes I go out and travel, but only if there is a need, and I plan ahead for such occasions. There is a lot of benefit to living in such a bubble because doing so lets me feel that I have the optimal means to teach my students and create content to serve humanity. However, living in a physical bubble does not mean that I live inside a perceptual bubble, that is a bubble of my connection with the world and with other people. I have my means of communication, various kinds of media, the internet, TV, the radio. And I also have a few thousand students around the world and millions of people who regularly encounter the teachings I disseminate. Is this my bubble? Some would say that it is, even though it reaches a few million people, yet it is still a bubble. We all live on a small planet that is floating in some universe, which is also a bubble. Everything is a bubble, our universe included. Who truly knows how many universes there are? We all live in certain bubbles, and it is natural, positive and correct to live in such a way. Our perceptual bubbles are shaped by our characters, our natures, our outlooks on life, the way we are built on the inside and the way we perceive the world. We can see such a makeup in children, how each child has a unique perception and approach to the world, which we can do nothing about. The Torah instructs us to raise children according to each child's way. Therefore, we indeed each build for ourselves a certain perception of reality, which is our bubble, and out of this bubble, from this bubble, or in this bubble, we relate to everything in life. We cannot say whether it is good or bad. It is simply how we live. The same goes for animals or for anyone who feels and responds to how the surrounding nature influences us. We live according to a certain approach and attitude of how we respond, with our inner qualities, to the surrounding nature, and we thus live in a bubble of our relationship with the surrounding world. We have the bubble that we live in instinctively, that is the bubble that nature places us into. Then, there is also a question about the extent to which we remain closed within our bubble, not wanting to come out of it, and the extent to which we devote ourselves to some ideal or goal that pushes our bubble's boundaries. Based on the video, yes, you live in a bubble, and it's not a bad thing, with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.